For our Remax September podcast with the Remax Coastal, we're joined by Pavlina Papadakis, better known as Polly. She's joining us here in studio today. Polly, it's nice to have you here with us. How are you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Ion. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
Tell us a bit more about yourself. I love your accent.
Thanks. I can't really hear my accent, but thank you. So I've been in the real estate since year 1999, and I went to the Institute of Estate Agents, and I graduated in the Institute of year 2000. So I've started my career in Cape Town, and from Cape Town we moved to Sedgefield, and from Sedgefield we in Brenton, so loving the garden route.
Okay. And how did you get into real estate? Have you always been in real estate?
No, I've not always been in the real estate. I've been into sales. I love cars. I used to be into the auto mobile service, and it was lovely. So one of my passions is cars and
you like
motorbikes.
Cars. Okay. And how are you finding real estate?
I love real estate. I actually love what I do because it's beneficial for many of my clients, not only for the sellers, but also for the buyers.
Polly, there's something specifically that you want to talk about today. What is that?
Yes, I actually would like to talk about what does it mean to sell a house as is. It is very important for people to know that not always is necessary for one to do certain repairs. And even though the owners believe that the value of their homes is going to increase, sometimes it's better not to spend the money and not to really go over this extent.
So do you find that people often renovate?
Yes. I'm not sure why, but especially here in the garden route, we find specific homes that the people would like to renovate, and it's not necessary to do so. Mm-hmm. There is certain pros and cons to renovate. My belief and my experience is that one should keep the property tidy, neat, presentable, and in a good condition, but not necessary to go to the extent to do modernization and to make it such, because it might suit your needs, but it doesn't necessarily suit another person's needs.
Okay, so you've seen a few of these cases.
Yes.
So now you're able to share some advice with us today.
Yes, most definitely. To start with is we had numerous cases where there is an elderly home, and the couple believe that if they take the carpets out and they put a vinyl, or maybe they would like to put another carpet, will increase the value. It could be the case, yes, the house will be looking more presentable and neat. However, the purchaser might prefer not to have any of those. They might like to do completely different. And this is going to be the case where it's going to be for the seller to drop the price because the purchaser will calculate to do the repairs and so on, so on. So this is one of the cons and the pros which one can have.
Okay, so Polly, how do we then sell the house?
If selling your house feels like the right choice for you, you just need to follow some steps to make it smooth and successful at the end. First of all, you have to be upfront and remember the seller's disclosure form. Everything what it is in the house, it's not working, and if needs attention, needs to be disclosed so the purchaser is aware of it. And think about how low you can go with your price. That is another thing one should be prepared. And the property disclosure form, which is the property condition report, known as MOST, it needs to be in place. And everything basically needs to be disclosed. This is including if the plans are not up to date, you have to disclose that. Either you have to apply for them or just, obviously, we're going to withhold a certain amount for the new purchaser to do so. Why is it beneficial? Maybe the purchaser would like to add to the renovations, so it's going to be easy to pay one amount than having to pay to the seller and then they have to apply for new ones. So, yeah, there is a certain ways which the house can be sold as is.
Polly, how beneficial is it to the buyer buying that property, the purchaser?
It is a very good question. It could be beneficial in many ways, because if the property, if the seller decide to renovate the property and then the expenditure is with 100,000 or maybe 500,000 depending on the area, then the purchaser need to pay transfer cost on these renovations. But if the purchaser buy the property with less, then he can spend the money instead of paying transfer cost or bond cost. They can use them towards their own renovation instead of paying it to the transfer cost.
Okay, and how do we get in touch with you? Because you can help us with this.
I work for Remax Kosterwin-Neusner. Our offices are in Thyssen Island. Anyone is welcome to come and visit us, or can reach me on a website. I'm pretty much available for everyone. I do give advice, I do evaluations. And we offer actually a very good promotion at this stage, where we sponsor charities. So should you sell with us, should you give us seller or buyer that include referrals, then it is a 10% donation. 5% can go to the charity of your choice, and the other 5% you can choose to keep. You can award to your transport or as you wish. There is a lot of cost involved when you're selling a property.
That's a very good initiative from Remax Coastal, hey?
Yes, we do that very often on a regular basis, and I'm proud to be part of this team.
Yeah, wonderful team. So, and you're also on social media?
I am on social media, yes. We do lots of advertising, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and our principal, Askal, gets very thorough on having all these things in order. So, yeah.
Very important.
Yes.
Polly, it was nice to chat to you today. Thank you for joining us here at eRadio.
Ian, thank you. It was lovely being here, and thanks for your time.
Thank you for yours.
You have a lovely evening.
You bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye.